In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, come, let us adore the King, our Lord, who is to come. These words of the holy prophet Isaiah, or rather of God who speaks to us through the prophets, should make a deep impression on the children of Holy Mother Church at this opening of the holy period of Advent. Who could hear these words? Who could hear without trembling this voice of our Lord, who is despised and unknown even at the very time when he is coming to visit his people? Lest men should be terrified at the splendor of his majesty, he shed this majesty by his humble birth. And far from acknowledging the divine power of him who thus humbled himself out of love for them, these men have refused to know him, and the crib where he lay after his birth had at first only two mute animals to honor and notice it. Let us try during this Advent season to understand how just are the complaints which our God here makes, and how our indifference for all his love is an insult. He calls heaven and earth to witness. He utters anathema against the sinful nation, his ungrateful children. Let us honestly confess that we too have not known the time of our visitation, the value of the visit of our Jesus to us, and that we too have faithfully imitated the stubbornness of the Jews, who heeded not the bright light when it burst upon their darkness. In vain, it would seem, did the angels sing on that December night. In vain did the shepherds receive and welcome the invitation to adore the babe and know him. And in vain did the magi come from the east, asking where they were to find the crib of the king that was born. At this last example, the city of Jerusalem was somewhat moved, but the astonishment was only for a moment, and the old indifference soon stifled the good tidings. Thus it is that our Lord came into the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend him. Let our darkness comprehend the light and desire it. The day will come when he will disperse the spiritual and voluntary darkness of men by the awful light of his justice. His glory will be magnificent on that day. Nevertheless, during these days of our life on earth, let us pray that we would be delivered from the wrath of God. During Advent, the whole world is in expectation of its Redeemer. The church, his bride, is now beginning another liturgical year, and her first word is to him a word which she speaks in the anxious solicitude of a mother for the safety of her children. She cries out to Christ, "Come." Let us be resolved to go no farther in our journey through the desert of this life without Christ the Lord. Time is passing quickly away from us. Our day is perhaps far spent, in the shade of life's night fast coming on. Only Christ can guide our steps in the way of truth and save us from eternal death. Let us therefore be on the watch for the day and the hour when he will come to us, and take precautions against the drowsiness which comes of custom and self-indulgence. The light will soon appear. May its first rays be witness of our innocence, or at least of our repentance. The least that we can do on our part is to retain no further affection for our sins, or else it will be said of us that we refused our salvation. The last words of today's epistle are those which caught the eye of St. Augustine when, after a long resistance to the grace which pressed him to give himself to God, he resolved to obey the voice which said to him when he was in the presence of the sacred scriptures, "Take and read." These words decided his conversion. He immediately resolved to abandon the worldly life he had thus far led, and to put on Christ. Let us begin this very day and imitate this saint. Let us long for that dear and glorious clothing with which the mercy of our Heavenly Father will be poured into our souls, and let us say with the church, with these touching words, which cannot be repeated too often during this time of year, none of them that wait upon thee shall be confounded, O Lord. Waiting for the time of the coming of the Lord, these words capture the entire essence of this holy season. For centuries, Catholics have given concrete expression to this holy waiting by many pious customs, customs worthy of our imitation. Probably the most well-known of these is the Advent wreath. Though originally of German pagan origin, this custom, like so many from pagan antiquity, has been taken, as it were, and after a manner of speaking, baptized by Holy Mother Church. So in the Catholic tradition, the Advent wreath represents the cycle of thousands of years from Adam to Christ, during which the world awaited the coming of a Redeemer. It also represents the cycle of years since then that we have been awaiting his second and final coming in glory. There is also, of course, the question of when to put up one's Christmas tree. Though an exact moment has never been set, it is more in keeping with the tradition to wait until Christmas or shortly thereafter to put up one's tree. We must try, insofar as possible, to take a gradual approach in setting up our Christmas decorations as a reminder of our period of holy waiting upon the Lord, who has not yet come. It is recommended, after some time has passed during Advent, to put up our Christmas lights inside and outside the home as a reminder to ourselves and to this fallen world that Christ the Lord is coming and that we long for his birth and that only he can be our joy and our light in this darkness. And when it comes to Advent resolutions, it is best to err on the side of humility. Choose one resolution, not several, and persevere in it faithfully. Advent is not as penitential as Lent, and we often like to think that we are strong. We're not. We're weak, and we need the grace of God. Who could forget that Advent is, more than any other liturgical season, that of Our Lady, who waited upon the birth of the Christ child in her own immaculate womb? Our recitation of the Holy Rosary, admittedly, is often a rather distracted, rushed affair. If once each week during Advent we could recite the Holy Rosary in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament and with particular devotion to the third joyful mystery, the Nativity of our Lord, this will be no small accomplishment. Let us wait, therefore, with Mary and Joseph and the entire company of heaven for the coming of our Lord. The day is not far off, and if we would meet him as friends, we must remain ever vigilant. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen.